we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about from way down south of Birmingham. Our signal goes up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, watch the weather, by the way, letting you guys know as we get towards the end of the show here. A lot of you guys are in go-home mode. The weather is really looking ugly up there in the Huntsville, Decatur listening area. It's starting to turn. So keep your eyes on the weather. Have a weather plan in place. And it has already slammed parts of Arkansas and Mississippi pretty hard. So anyway, be aware. I will also say, too, that Representative Barry Moore has just put on he made ham sandwiches to give away at his office. Because the old saying is, you can indict a ham sandwich in front of a grand jury if you want to. So I got a picture here on his social media where he's got a ton of ham sandwiches, and on the outside of each one of the Ziploc bags, it says, "Indict this." And he's giving them away in D.C. That's funny. Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, too, it's Friday afternoon. So tomorrow morning, give yourself a treat, all right? Maybe instead of waking up in the morning on a Saturday, messing up the kitchen with the usual bigger breakfast than usual on a Saturday, or for that matter, just having like the biscuit in the drive-thru. Let me suggest to you that Just Love Coffee Cafe is where you might want to go on a Saturday morning. You get on down there, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville, and they got stuff like, they got the womlet. It's a giant omelet they cook in a waffle iron filled with everything in the world to include, by the way, tater tots and all that kind of stuff in the omelet. Then they've got biscuits. They've got waffles like you would not believe, lots of waffles. Just picture that breakfast with a big cup of cappuccino or a latte or an espresso or just some of their award-winning dry roast coffee made fresh. So I'm just going to say, Just Love Coffee Cafe on a Saturday morning might be the winning plan. Check them out. Two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. Hey, listen, moving forward here a little bit, I will tell you I got a bunch of text messages. I'm not sure I can get through. Boomer, is it possible it'll be a single dipper day?
Could it be?
I don't know.
Maybe.
This is, I find myself confused by this. But you know, it's a heavy topic day, man. John from Huntsville just texted in and says, "I want a ham sandwich." Can't help you, John. Go to see Representative Barry Moore up in D.C. He's got him. He's giving them out. Rayson from Hawaii texted in and just said, "Aloha, brothers Phil and Boomer and Sister McQueen." Appreciate you, Rayson. Thanks very much. Jeremy from Huntsville says, "When it comes to children and firearms, irresponsible parents are the cause of inflating numbers. School shootings are a horrible, horrible tragedy. Even though the spotlight has shined on the school incidents, they are a tiny percentage compared to accidental shootings. Force parents to be responsible by increasing the penalty for not keeping firearms out of the reach of children. Why are we so focused on the unpredictable?" Yeah, it's a great point. It gets down to how do you enforce that, though? See, here's the thing. Tell people they have to have their guns under lock and key, which is not a bad idea. I do. But at the same time, how do you enforce that? Do you go knock on their door and say, "We need to see your firearms"? I guess you wait until the tragedy happens and then prosecute them for not having done it. But, it gets down to the point that how much government micromanagement are we supposed to have? And that's the question. Brian from Huntsville says, "Murder ball used to be dodgeball with your backs against the wall." I don't know why he's telling me this. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Oh, but he did also say, too, he's the one that earlier said, too, he wants to have a ruffian picnic someday. Jeff and Dan need to be there. And he says, "Oh, by the way, we need Kareem to be there, too." So, okay, good enough. Anita from South Huntsville. She says, "Word on the street is that school systems are also having a hard time finding recruits for resource officers, just like the police. So if there are any retired military and law enforcement officers that want to sip coffee all day and high-five kids in the halls out there, I can't think of a better semi-retirement job." Anita, that's a great point. So interesting thing is most SROs are actually law enforcement officers currently on paid status. They're usually either deputies or city police that are assigned to the schools. Occasionally you find them where they share a school, like they go back and forth between two campuses, especially if they are side by side. But wow, it's you know, it may be a time to start looking at how can we vet people, ensure they have skills, and let them be in semi-retirement, or even just give them a stipend or something, and come in and you know, work as SROs. I don't know. It's a thought. David from Huntsville texted in. Oh, he already did that one. That's he wants the Republican presidential candidate to be somebody else besides Trump, he says. No more drama. John from Brownsboro. This is a lot of texting. I can't get through all of it. I have to come back to that. It's like one big long text, one short text, another. Anyway, okay, all said and done. John from Brownsboro, thanks for participating, and I'll have to read your text later when I have time. TL from Huntsville says, looking forward to what McQueen will win for her bracket, what swag McQueen will win for her bracket. And no participation awards, he says. I mean, unless it's right side socks. Thank you for remembering the right side socks, TL. I appreciate that. Yeah, by the way, you can go on our website, rightsideradio.org. There is a place. I always forget to say something about it. But there is the Right Side store on our website. And among other things that you can look at and purchase, you got coffee mugs, you got all kinds. Right Side socks. There you go. Check them out. Dan from Rogersville. If Trump becomes president again, then he gets convicted, then he will possibly not be president. So then if he goes to prison, does the VP become president and pardon Trump? And then does Trump come back to be president? That is a very likely scenario.
I was about to say, is that like that's who he's going to choose as his VP? As long as they say they would do that.
That's a criteria. Yeah. This is.
Wow.
And Dan also says this is definitely uncharted waters.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I could see that happening. I actually could. I could see President Trump. Let me take it back. I don't see him getting convicted, to be honest. But if he did, if he did and he made it all the way to office, then yes, whoever is VP would have to take over because a felony conviction prohibits you from serving as president. But then I could see it. Trump is like en route to jail, or maybe he's there for a day playing golf in a white collar jail. And then the word comes down that the new vice president / president has just pardoned the former president, and Trump gets out and goes to the house. Goes back to Mar-a-Lago. And wow. Alex Mathens says, ruffians are going to need to ruminate on this one. Says a president reelected while possibly facing jail time. Please put extra butter on the popcorn. I agree. Kevin from Hartzell, follow the money. He says, how much and where possibly is this prosecutor's bank account in play for Trump? Well, the money he got came from Soros. That's how he got it funded. A lot of people say he's trying to raise his profile to run for something else like state attorney general or something like that. Who knows? Greg from Harvest says, go stack up Ron as the VP, and then it's a win-win. Will he do it, though? Right now, you've already got – I just watched a minute ago during the break. They call themselves MAGA PAC is the name of it. MAGA PAC, which is the Make America Great Political Action Committee, is already running negative ads against DeSantis, like trying to drive his numbers down, I guarantee you. Jeff from Indiana says, right side socks are a good advertisement when the guy in the stall next to you needs to share a square. That's funny.
That's funny right
Jeff
there.
Jeff must be on pain medication for his tooth right now. Brad from Limestone County says, one branding suggestion. On those rare days that you get this one dipper, just call it the Big Dipper. That's really good. This may be a big
dipper. That's really good.
I mean, I was literally thinking about just jumping right in because I've got some good stuff sitting here, and it's in front of me. It's all highlighted and ready to go, but maybe it's just a
big dipper day.
A big dipper day. It was a big fat dipper, too.
Big dipper day.
It was a honking dipper. Big old honking dipper. John from Huntsville, Texas, in again, says, Donald Trump reminds me of Rocky Balboa because even though he's getting old and people think he's got nothing left, in reality, he's still got a lot of fight in him. That's all right. There you go. Good stuff. And JT from Lacey Springs had to chime in on the dipper. He says, well, a dipper day is better than a no dipper day. Have a safe weekend. Thank you, JT. Appreciate you.
Thanks, JT.
JT's all is awesome. All right. Okay. Hey, listen, that just rode us right to the break. I tell you what, as we're heading out, let me just tell you, ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions has been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions is epic good at what they do, which is helping you make your business better. So if you personally are looking for a job, you can go on their website, zlausa.com. They got jobs posted everywhere. But if you're an employer looking for people, man, that's part of it. They do all kinds of things, but their bread and butter is still staffing. Temporary and direct hire, they can find you the people. The onesies and twosies, or a full shift of folks. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, check them out at ZLAUSA.com and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Time now, 4:50. I mean, we're in go-home mode. Some of you guys already out the door. Some of you got the keys in your hand. You can smell the barn. Listen, have an amazing weekend. Be safe. Watch the weather tonight because we got some serious thunder bumpers rolling through that have already made a huge disturbance in other parts of the nearby states like Arkansas and Mississippi. So, yeah, keep a weather eye on the horizon and be careful out there. So listen, we got so much going on right now, and life gets hectic and crazy. But what I love is when you find out that there's people that you're not even seeing because they're just doing stuff, and they're just kind of like doing stuff right alongside you, and you don't even recognize sometimes they're there. One of those that I've become aware of most recently is the Elm Foundation, E-L-M. Elm Foundation, based out of Huntsville. Elm Huntsville is just doing some crazy cool stuff to help people get back on their feet, to help people who are in a disadvantaged position to find the ability to become more marketable in the job market, to get their certifications, to build their resumes, to basically get off the streets, if you will, to find not just the ability to do something, but the accountability to help them maintain. And so Elm Foundation, a 501c3, they do what they do, but not like the government style, like throwing money at an issue. They're actually walking alongside people. Elm, E-L-M, stands for Expect Little Miracles, and I think that's just very cool. So, yeah, check them out. Their website is Elm, HSV, as in Elm Huntsville, elmhsv.org. And if you wind up talking to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would greatly appreciate it. All right, so this has been a full day, and I'll tell you, this whole thing with Trump is going to wind up unpacking over the next few days. Just stay tuned, because it's going to be a fluid situation. Some folks are already asking, well, what are the actual charges? We don't know yet. You would think they would, make that known. No, not yet. It's a sealed indictment, and I don't know why it's necessary for it to be sealed. I think in New York it must be some matter of supposed fairness to give the defense the opportunity to review it in full and to go from there. But we'll know next week, because the story right now that we have is that the Secret Service, which, by the way, he's still a former president. In fact, I can't help but wonder, if he went to prison, would he have to have a Secret Service agent standing by? That's a question. More uncharted territory. More uncharted territory.
Man, that secret, you would have to go to jail too.
Or work there at least. Or work there. Yeah, standing outside his cell. But, I don't think it's going to get there, to be honest with you. I don't. Anyway, the Secret Service has apparently already coordinated with the District Attorney's Office and law enforcement in New York. Story that we have right now is that Trump will be heading to New York on Monday with the intent to turn himself in, so to speak, on Tuesday. The Secret Service has already made clear he will not be in handcuffs. I'm glad to hear it. They've already made certain that he's going to be treated with respect, and the Secret Service will be the lead on this situation. And that's as it should be. Their mission, their charter in this particular case, is to safeguard him. Doesn't matter whether you like him or not. I don't give a rat's hind end whether somebody likes him or not. You still treat him as a former president, who, by the way, is guarded not just because of what he did, but of what he still knows and because of who he still is. and because there are any number of people in the world that would like to take him out. So, yeah, the Secret Service will be in charge of that situation. We'll see that on Tuesday. And then Tuesday, we'll also know kind of where we stand. I would imagine the indictment will be unsealed shortly thereafter. And, you know, I look at it and think, okay, how many charges could there be? One report we have says upwards of 30 charges. The frick? 30 charges. But here's what we may find out. It may be because what they're claiming right now is that, and here's the weird part of it. They're claiming that he paid off Stormy Daniels and maybe another porn star who was a Playboy model or something. He paid off these two women. They're claiming he paid them off. He's saying it didn't happen. We're hearing that his attorney, Michael Cohen, actually paid Stormy Daniels at the very least. That payment, having them be quiet, having these ladies be quiet, was a benefit to the Trump campaign. Well, you can imagine. He's about to get hopefully elected. Last thing you want is the October surprise of the former porn star coming out saying, yep, I had an affair with President or with the President, the candidate. What am I trying to say? Candidate Trump. Thank you. Boomers are looking at me like, get your words. Cold medicine kicking in. But anyway, so all that to say, he made a payment, they say. Okay, he says he didn't make the payment, that Michael Cohen made it. Why would Michael Cohen do that? The story that we have is that Michael Cohen, who's already been disbarred and sentenced to jail time on a felony of his own, that Michael Cohen was desperately wanting a position in the White House and he was desperately trying to keep Trump in good standing, and that he had been contacted about Stormy Daniels, and so he took it upon himself, using the retainer or something that he's provided, to pay off Stormy Daniels. I would imagine she signed a non-disclosure and a non... because he's not much of an attorney, obviously, but he's certainly not much of an attorney if he didn't get her to sign a non-disclosure or a non-disparagement. And yes, she did anyway. Michael Avenatti, her lawyer, came out. Where is he? Oh, in jail. Michael Cohen. Oh, yeah, jail. And who are the two ladies? Porn stars. This is the case. But they're saying that Trump received the benefit of their silence for his campaign. And so having received the benefit of it for his campaign, it should have been reported as a campaign expense. That's the allegation that we have so far. Really? That's, you're saying this is an in-kind contribution at the very least that he should have reported? So I said earlier in the show, DA Alvin Bragg is a Soros-backed knucklehead who refuses to prosecute crime. He literally has said there are things he will not prosecute, one of which is prostitution. So you can pay for sex illegally in New York City and not face any ramifications from the criminal justice system. But you can't pay somebody to not talk about consensual sex in New York City without facing the possibility of being prosecuted. That's what we're looking at right now. You look at that and think, you can't make this crap up. By the way, I think we need to end it with, that's jackassery. Ooh, yes. Do you agree, Boomer? I do. I think it is. Hit it.
There it is.
There it is. The height of jackassery. Wow. Well, listen, it's going to play out. And we're going to see it. But you know what I think? I know it's easy to get down on this stuff. I know it's easy to believe that everything's rigged and the world's crashing around. And there are weird things happening, no doubt. I'm not denying that. There's weirdness everywhere we look right now. But I still believe this is the greatest, freest nation in the face of the earth, in the history of the earth. There is still more opportunity here for this to get straightened out than you would have in other countries. Name me another country where you think this could get straightened out as easily as this one can, purely in a legal sense. And so while I think it's wrong, and while I think it's unjust, and while I think it makes a mockery of the legal system or the profession of law, I also believe this. Still the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and I am not losing heart over it. I'm going to watch and wait, and I'm going to talk every single day, and we're going to get through this. You guys have an amazing weekend. Boomer and I are back here at 2 on Monday. We'll see you then. right side.